to the Downtown Aquarium's Shark Voyage. During our journey today, please remain seated, keeping your arms, hands, legs, and head inside the train coach at all times while the train is in motion. Our voyage today takes place aboard a specially designed C.P. Huntington train, modeled after the turn-of-the-century steam engines. It will take us around the entire 7 acres, situated along Houston's Buffalo Bayou. Along the way, we will learn about the Downtown Aquarium, as well as the importance of sharks and their role in the marine world. Sharks are an important component of the undersea world. They are the number one predator that swims in the ocean and helps maintain a delicate balance in marine life. Unfortunately, they are not the number one predator out of the ocean. We are. And the overfishing of sharks, specifically shark finning, is seriously depleting their populations. The Downtown Aquarium and Landry's Incorporated are strong supporters of WildAid and its mission to stop shark finning and help preserve this wonderful species. Just ahead is the historic Central Waterworks building, which is being transformed into a home for some of these threatened animals. Welcome to the historic Central Waterworks building. This turn of the century building is now home to 200,000 gallons of seawater. The tunnel in which we are located is approximately 70 feet long, and the aqueduct is over 5 inches thick, supporting more than 700 tons of water directly over your head. There are over 20 different sharks swimming around us. The largest of the sharks that you see is the sand tiger shark. These sharks are 10 feet long and weigh over 250 pounds. They are found worldwide and are identifiable by their numerous rows of shark teeth. There are several species of sharks that are smaller, yet every bit as dangerous. The Pacific white tip shark is easily identifiable by the white tip on the dorsal fin. They are very aggressive and hunt in packs along reefs at night. They can reach 6 feet in length. The most numerous sharks in our exhibit are brown sharks, which are frequently found off the coast of Galveston. The brown sharks that you see here are approximately 5 to 7 feet in length and are the most aggressive feeders in the exhibit. It is a common misconception that sharks need to constantly move. However, you may notice several sharks resting on the bottom of the exhibit. They are nurse sharks and the beautifully marked Australian zebra shark, both of which spend the majority of their time on the ocean floor. They can reach up to 10 feet in length and weigh over 200 pounds. The most unusual and rare animal located in the tank above you is the sawfish. It is a ray, not a shark, and can reach over 20 feet in length, weighing over 350 pounds. The sawfish uses its toothed saw to kill its prey. It is now considered endangered internationally, and Landry's Incorporated is proud to be working on partnerships with Australian scientists to help save the sawfish. Animals in the exhibit are fed 3 to 4 times a week. Divers routinely go into the tank for maintenance, but we never feed our sharks while divers are in the water. It would be far too dangerous. Even with the chainmail suits our divers wear, the brown and sand tiger sharks have enough power in their jaws to crush a person's arm or leg. In recent years, there has been a decrease in the shark population. OSearch, a nonprofit organization, is leading the way in groundbreaking research about the biology and health of sharks through tagging, biosampling, and data collected from their global shark tracker. You can track great whites online. It's pretty cool. Landry's Incorporated has partnered with OSearch to share this valuable research through our development of classroom curriculum. We hope that you've enjoyed our brief look into the exciting world of sharks. We'll continue on from here. Sharks are fascinating animals. It is amazing how adaptive they are. Have any of you heard about the great white shark that escaped from our shark tank during the last flood? Our scientific staff has searched the entire Gulf of Mexico trying to recapture it. It was never found, and some believe that it may still be in the Buffalo Bayou. So keep a lookout as we travel through the park. The Downtown Aquarium Project was conceived in 2001 and took 18 months to build. Wow, look at this! It looks like the great white may have spent some time around here. Look at that boat hull. That's one big bite. Hey everyone, we're approaching a bridge, so be careful not to fall out. Is also home to the Maharaja's temple, where you can catch a glimpse of the rare and beautiful white tigers. Be sure to visit our stingray reef exhibit, where you can feed and touch these awesome creatures in our one-of-a-kind touch tank. The Downtown Aquarium staff and Landry's Incorporated are committed to supporting the conservation of our environment and educating our visitors about the importance of being respectful of the world around us. Our educational programs give youth an inside look at how we care for our magnificent animals here at the Downtown Aquarium. We are proud to partner with many wildlife and educational organizations that are focused on protecting our planet's wildlife. As we approach the depot, please remain seated until the train has come to a complete stop. Upon exiting the train, please stay and explore the plaza. Enjoy an underwater dining adventure in our aquarium restaurant, or find a souvenir at the Treasure Chest gift shop. We also host great birthday parties, so be sure to join us for your child's next birthday celebration. Thanks for joining us today. At this time, please step out of the train to your left and exit towards the front of the train. Enjoy your adventure at the Downtown Aquarium.